Two Ways to View Our Diets with a Biblical Perspective, written by Jennifer Waddle and read by Kelly Givens. Today's Bible verse is Genesis 1:29. And God said, "See, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed, for to you it shall be food." Thousands upon thousands of searches for the word diet are Googled each month. And every new year, resolutions are made to go on a diet and lose excess weight. It may be surprising to some, but the Bible actually has a diet plan as well. God instituted it in Genesis chapter 1 and then expanded it in Genesis chapter 9. Genesis 1:29 tells us that every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed, to you it shall be for food. And then Genesis 9:3 goes on to say, "Every moving thing that lives shall be food for you. I have given you all things, even as the green herbs." Some would argue that the original plan of a plant-based diet is best, while others would insist that eating meat is essential for good health. But no matter what our personal preferences are, God never intended for us to take food to the extremes that we have. Food is simply nourishment for our bodies so that we can carry out the work of the Lord. It was designed to be enjoyed and savored by the taste buds God created. We, however, have become so focused on the particulars of our diet that we've lost perspective. So here are two ways we can view our diets from a biblical perspective. First, choose wisely and move on. Jehovah Jireh, our provider, supplies the sustenance our bodies need. Jesus told his followers not to worry about what they would eat or drink. In that day, it was more about having enough food to eat. Today, even though most of us have food in abundance, we still worry far too much about food. We can still make wise choices about our diets without the hyper-focus and worry. As Matthew 6:26 tells us, "Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they?" We are valuable to God. He provides for us because he loves us. Our worries about food are fruitless. We can and should make wise choices. Choices that will fuel our bodies for the work God has purposed in us. But then, we should move on to the more important things in life. And secondly, trust God and enjoy the food he has made. Unfortunately, the diet industry has hindered our enjoyment of food. The nagging guilt that follows every piece of birthday cake and the time-consuming reading of every package has knocked the joy right out of eating. However, if we simplify our diet and eat the food that God made, all the guesswork is eliminated. It's okay to search for the best quality of foods, but in the end, it all comes down to trust. Do we trust God or the promises on the food label? With thankfulness, we can receive our portion, the portion God so lovingly provides. We can trust him to strengthen us and bring enjoyment of his provision. And we can have a biblical perspective of our diets that will free us to do exactly what he has created us to do.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Everyone wants to change the world. Capital Ministries is doing just that, one heart at a time, by creating disciples of Jesus Christ among political leaders in the U.S. and foreign nations. For more than 25 years, founder Ralph Drollinger has written Bible studies specifically for public servants. Study along with us and learn what the Bible says about capitalism, communism, abortion, same-sex marriage, and other contemporary issues. Subscribe and follow us at lifeaudio.com or search Capital Ministries on your favorite podcast platform.